Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly clear skies. 51 tomorrow, cloudy. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing concern about flying drones across the nation, especially what's been happening in New Jersey. Residents in the state of Kansas say they're also concerned about drones. Although they may not be foreign activists, they are concerned about privacy issues with drones flying around certain portions of different counties in Kansas that they say are violating individuals' rights.
It's not happening just in New York. It's not happening just in New Jersey. That's been going on here. Invasion of privacy, worries about burglaries. We have seen drones like right outside the window.
That audio from KSN News, where according to residents, they have seen several drone sightings over the past few weeks, especially in the towns of Mulvane and Augusta, Kansas. According to the Butler County Sheriff's Office, however, they say they have been to the property several times and have yet to come in contact with the drones in person. Law enforcement in the state does recommend that if you do see drones on your private property, do contact law enforcement immediately.
Model your inflow out at Rusty at Ford. Up to $18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214710. 24 Mach-E, $299 base payment. 48 months, 7,500 mile per year lease. 7633 town. Stock number 24C548. Sales price $48,850. 24 Edge, $359 base payment. 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease. $39.96 down. Stock number 214026. Sales price $35,999. 24 F-150, $349 base payment. 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $47.50 down. Stock number 24T653. Sales price $47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, $199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $50.07 down. Stock number 24T746. Sales price $33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
A chiropractor in the Lenexa, Kansas area has had her chiropractor license revoked and has been ordered to pay more than $80,000 in restitution after she was convicted in a federal court for her role in what they say was a Medicare fraud scheme. As KSNC News reports, according to the Kansas Board of Healing Arts, they announced back on December 10th that Lauren Sword's license as a chiropractor in the state had been revoked and had been convicted on one count of theft of government money of a value of less than $1,000. Sword, along with one other individual, had been initially indicted on 23 different counts back in November of 2022 for allegedly taking part of a nearly $3 million conspiracy to defraud Medicare, according to the Department of Justice. According to court documents, the individuals were accused of taking part of a conspiracy to pay bribes and receive kickbacks for the referral of Medicare beneficiary information that was used to submit millions of dollars worth of claims to Medicare between February and September of 2019. Medicare ended up paying out just over $800,000 to the two laboratories and submitted the claims.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Even with the ongoing litigation in the state of Nebraska, Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up last week proclaiming the success of the five ballot measures from the Nebraska election with his signature by formally legalizing the medical cannabis in the state, along with abortion restrictions and a framework for paid sick leave across the state of Nebraska. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the proclamation ushers in a new law as well as an abortion-related constitutional amendment after years-long campaigns that would prove the most expensive in Nebraska history for ballot measures. The Nebraska for Medical Marijuana campaign does still face two legal challenges that are going to the state Supreme Court. With the signature of the governor now, Nebraskans will soon be able to pursue their written recommendation from a healthcare practitioner for up to 5 ounces of the medical cannabis within the state. They do remind, however, that purchasing medical cannabis in Nebraska does remain illegal until the now authorized Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission is able to write rules and regulations within the state.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting approved a road project at the north edge of Axtell for 6-inch asphalt and adding shoulder rock on a 1.6-mile stretch at a cost of $869,000 through the Capital Improvement Fund. Marshall County Courthouse and offices will close Christmas Eve at noon and will be closed December 25th and 26th for Christmas. The courthouse will be closed December 31st for year-end closeout and remain closed for New Year's January 1st. Public Works advised Washington County Commissioners last week that Republic County had inquired as to hauling refuse to Washington County, which would be transferred to a landfill near Lawrence. Republic currently hauls to Cloud County. It was noted that a second hire for the landfill would be required with significant increase in hauling costs if approved. No decisions were made. A suggestion was made that would move the township officials' annual meeting to the evening with door prizes to incentivize attendance. In the past, the morning meeting was held annually in March or April. Washington County Treasurer has received some reports of missing or damaged mailings of property tax notices. River Valley Extension District offices, including Washington, will be closed December 25th through January 1st, reopening January 2nd. Nemahal County Commissioners met last week and continued discussion as to options for projects using remaining American Rescue Plan funds. Striping asphalt roads and chip seal were mentioned. The county will offer a short-term disability policy for full and part-time workers with at least 30 hours per week beginning in 2025. Structure of the Zoning Exploration and Educational Committee was also discussed. Kim House with the Kester House Museum Foundation was our public affairs guest this past weekend and updated activities and plans at the Kester House Museum in Marysville.
We're hoping that once we get up and going, that we can actually hire a museum manager, somebody that can help out with the daily task, can give the tours. If we know we have an event coming up that night, like we'd like to give teas on the porch, maybe they could help set up some of those things. So if you know anyone who might want to serve as the museum manager, the curator we've had for years did quit and will not be coming back when we reopen the museum in the spring. So we're looking for somebody. So if you know anybody or you yourself want to apply, let us know. And I guess I ought to say, too, that we really do appreciate everybody who gives of their time and their treasures so effortlessly to benefit the museum, because it takes a lot of hands to keep a museum like that going. And not only do we appreciate it, but we all have fun together, working together, too, on any of the projects that we've done in the past.
If you missed the conversation, our public affairs program is available as a podcast for download on our website at KENDYRadio.com.
And we need to probably tell the story of Charles Kester better than what we are right now. So it's a lot more than just a building that houses his possessions. Charles was a great father, a great husband, a great community member. He started a bank here in town, but he was far more than just a banker. He was very concerned with the community. And I think that some of the stories about he and his family and the way they interacted with the community needs to be told, and that's kind of the way we are approaching it as a foundation. We like to be gracious still with the home, just like he was gracious to the community members with his home. And we know about all these stories from Charles because he wrote diaries every day. He wrote a journal entry. And so we have those to fall back on. And the Kester family did just donate those diaries to the Kansas State University Museum so that they could be preserved.
Alma G. Tegetoff, age 99, formerly Washington, passed away last Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Alma Tegetoff. Marvin L. Tate, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Friday at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tate. Lisa L. Stevenson, age 53, formerly of Waterville, passed away December 8th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the New Hope Church in Marysville, interment in the Marysville City Cemetery, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lisa Stevenson.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Mostly sunny throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Sunny and cooler throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, then partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Warming up again on Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 75, the average low 22 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening 5:06. We had about 35 hundredths of an inch in our rain gauge Saturday. Wide-ranging amounts from around 30 hundredths, topping an inch 30 some areas.
Happy holidays from Reflections in downtown Marysville, your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store. This is Sharon Kramer, and during the holiday shopping season, stop to see what Reflections has to offer. Toys for the kids and keepsake ornaments that bring joy. KU, K-State, and Chiefs gear for the sports fan. Hallmark cards, Yankee and Woodwick candles for any occasion, and more. Locally owned in downtown Marysville, shop what Reflections has to offer this holiday season.
Continuing to make an MVP case, good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. In week 14, Josh Allen was responsible for 6 touchdowns, came in a loss to the Rams. Week 15 yesterday, 4 touchdowns, throws for 2, runs for 2, and it comes in a win. Bills beat the Lions 48-42 in Detroit, teams combining for 1,080 yards and 90 points. Both of those, most in a game for anybody this season.
We're just trying to find ways to win, and you know this is going to help us in the long run. But still, a lot of things that we can learn from this game, take away. Still, offensively, I think we need to find some more. There's too many plays we left out there. So I know it's to nitpick a game like that where you score 48. Sounds kind of dumb, but still feel like we left some out there.
Josh Allen, 93 fantasy points over the last 2 games. Lions, with the loss, have their 11-game win streak come to an end. Eagles extend their win streak to 10. They beat the Steelers in the battle for Pennsylvania. Steelers still clinch a playoff berth with the Colts losing to Denver yesterday. Texans also take advantage. They clinch the AFC South with a 20-12 win over Miami. Packers win 30-14 in Seattle. Green Bay will clinch a playoff berth if the Falcons lose to the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Chiefs beat the Browns 21-7. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, though, leaves with an ankle injury. We'll see how he does this week. Mahomes throws 2 touchdowns in the win. Baker Mayfield throws 4. Tampa Bay routes the Chargers 40-17. Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdowns. Ravens roll the Giants. New York still in the driver's seat for the top pick in next spring's draft. NBA, the Mavs beat the Warriors 143-133. The teams combining for a record 48 three-pointers, most in any game in history. Anthony Davis, 40 points. Lakers win over Memphis. On the ice, Maple Leafs rally past Buffalo. John Tavares with a hat trick. Sabres are winless in their last 10 games.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade, and more for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Tune for the Coach's Corner, a visit with the area high school girls and boys basketball coaches following evening sports at around 5:20. Highlighting Southern and Diller Odell on Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. The Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY, with a podcast available as well on our Facebook page.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Central banks in several countries, including the United States, hold their final meeting of the year this week. The Board of Governors of the Fed in this country is widely expected to end its meeting Wednesday with a 0.25% cut in interest rates. Stock futures overnight were little changed as investors await action from the Fed. On Friday, the Dow lost 86 points to fall farther below 44,000. The NASDAQ composite rose 0.12%, while the Standard & Poor's 500 finished the session flat. The prospect of an interest rate cut has generated further interest in cryptocurrencies. The price of Bitcoin, the flagship crypto, hit a new record $106,000 before settling down overnight, according to Coinmetrics. Apple may slim down its iPhones in order to bulk up its growth. The Wall Street Journal says plans are in the works to introduce thinner models next year, as well as a foldable iPhone big enough to serve as a laptop replacement. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it was back on Friday that the USDA announced additional resources to respond to an insect pest impacting livestock in Mexico and Central America and to keep this threat out of our country, as USDA's Rod Bain has the report.
Additional resources to respond to recent cases of new world screwworm in livestock in Mexico and Central America. That announced by USDA Friday.
$165 million in emergency commodity credit corporation funding to be able to protect U.S. livestock from new world screwworm.
Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Jenny Moffitt says the funding couples an earlier investment in preventing spread of NWS occurring in Central America the past 2 years. This fly larva affects warm-blooded animals such as livestock and can create infection. But a biological barrier is created through sterile male flies mating with females in known NWS population areas, eventually decreasing or eliminating populations.
The funding is to expand the number of flies. We're currently producing about 90 million flies a week. week, and so to really increase the production of flies, increase the dispersal and the range of dispersal of flies.
Now, in other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly wheat outlook shows an expected jump in export forecasts because of weaker exports from Russia and the EU. Wheat shipments will total 850 million bushels in the 2024-25 marketing year that ends on May 31st of next year. That's up from the prior outlook of 825 million bushels and well ahead of last year's 707 million bushels. USDA says from June through October, wheat exports were reported at 366 million bushels, up 35% from the same time last year. The outlook report says that average farm price for wheat is $5.60 a bushel and is based on prices reported to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service and expectations for prices from now through the end of May. Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday, here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As temperatures drop, people might choose to start using space heaters to stay comfortable. However, they do create fire risk. Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward explains how to reduce those risks, as well as what people should make sure is up to date and in their home.
Always start with one that's in good condition, that's fairly, you know, not ancient. Make sure it's listed, got a sticker on it that says it was approved by Underwriter Laboratories, indicates it's been tested for being a safe design. And then keep in mind that a space heater can get hot enough to ignite stuff, so it shouldn't be near anything flammable. It's very common for people to stick a space heater under their desk, and technically they're not supposed to be within 3 feet of anything. Also, again, never leave them unattended. Turn them off when you leave the room. If you're not there, you don't need it. I've been on several fires with barns and doghouses and so forth where people put some sort of a heater in to keep their pets or their livestock warm, and the animals don't know not to knock the heater over. So they may, you know, knock some bedding against it, or some feed gets against it, or it gets knocked over or whatever. And then that ignites stuff, and that generally does not have a positive outcome for the animals you're trying to keep comfortable.
Ward says what different detectors need to be serviced and in houses.
Smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors should be in every home, depending on what kind you have. If you're in a fairly new construction home, you probably have hardwired smoke detectors that are built in. If you have an older home or you've added smoke detectors, you need to check them and see how old they are. You can buy them now that have a 10-year battery, so you don't have to replace the battery every 6 months. Older ones that are the ones that use 9-volt batteries, you need to replace that battery every 6 months. And a lot of times we use the time change from standard time to daylight savings time as a time to check it and change your batteries, but at least put it on a regular schedule. Or buy the ones with a 10-year battery, but they should also be tested periodically. Go through and just push the button and see if it squeals obnoxious. And if it doesn't, then something's wrong and you need to get a new one.
There are specifically rated fire extinguishers that Ward recommends.
Definitely recommend a fire extinguisher or more than one fire extinguisher. Get one that's rated as an ABC, which means it'll work on any kind of stuff that would be burning in your house. A lot of them are just rated as BC, which means they'll work on burning liquids like a grease fire on your stove or electrical. The C, you think of the word circuit for electricity, but they don't necessarily work well on trash or furniture or that kind of thing.
That was Assistant Fire Management Officer with the Kansas Forest Service, Eric Ward, with safety reminders for fire prevention and reaction. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
And Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They'll begin with a hay sale and continue with the cattle consignments.
And the feeder cattle, nice cattle, good cattle, quality cattle. Starting off with the Coons cattle out of Crab Orchard. There's 14 black and red. They're going to weigh 350 to 450. They got a 45 to 8 wean in the back. And as we go through the entire list, preconditioned is the key word. 9 black steer and heifers are going to be out of Palmyra. The Steubendick cattle weigh 650. The Weis cattle out of Beatrice, 16 red Angus steer and heifers are going to be 500-600. Shauna Weis Farms and Family out of Adams, 55 red Angus steer and heifers, 650 to 800. Molly's out of Wilbur, what a set of blacks, 71 black baldies, they're going to be steer and heifers at 600 to 700. Sewald out of Brownville, 31 black and red steer and heifers, 600 to 650. Turgans out of Pickerel, 16 black steer and heifers, 400 to 700. Andy Fairley, an outstanding standing set out of Dakin, 85, black bread, steering heifers, 6 1/4, 750. Speaking of good, we're buying out of Burchard, 17 black heifers, 5 6 1/4. Jerry Hoos out of Weimar's got 16 black baldy bulls. They're going to weigh 650 to 8 1/4. Brookman out of Douglas, 21 black steering heifers, 5 600. Steve Jansen with 50 head of black and black baldy steering heifers, 550 to 650. Excuse me, 37 black and red Angus steers are going to be out of Crab. They're going to be the Lapland cattle. They're going to weigh 5 to 700. Jesse Hum out of Palmyra, 32 black and red steering heifers, 5 to 650. The Sterling Cadwell Bartles, 27 black baldy steering heifers, 6 to 6 1/2. Mildred Bottles out of Steiner are going to be red baldies, black baldies, 14. Steering heifers, 550 to 650. The Fossler calves out of Beatrice, 22 black steering heifers, 7 to 800. And A.B. Gatula out of Burchard, 15 black baldy steering heifers, 4 to 600. Folks, I could go on and on about the quality of a lot of these groups. Some obviously stand out a little more than others. But we're talking about the good depth of rib, the top line, the fullness, and the hind quarters, guys, that good square butt. There is just a lot of good cattle. We certainly appreciate your attendance. We've got a great line of cattle here today. We'll start on the cows and the families at 12:30, walking right into the good feeder cattle auction. Now, hey, it's Christmas time. We have no sale. December 23rd, no cattle sale, no hay sale. Obviously, it's family time when we get to this time of year. You know, you just appreciate a little more, and that starts with the business here at Beatrice 77. Our employees and on your farm, in your barn, with your cows, your calves, hey, we hope everything is great. Appreciate the family ties that we have through the business, and we say thanks to you and Merry Christmas. Well, we've got a January 9th bread cow sale we'll touch on. We want you to write it down. Excuse me, 272 first calf bred heifers, 297 bred cows, January 9th, 11 o'clock. Well, have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:31 from KNDY, a milder start to our Monday, 35 degrees, looking for highs in the middle 50s today and perhaps again tomorrow. Cold front moves in again Wednesday.
Pine nuts are a key ingredient in pesto. Are pine cones edible as well? We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 16th, the 351st day of the year. Writers Jane Austen and Sir Arthur C. Clarke were both born on this day. Pine cones make for lovely holiday decorations, and if you're ever lost in the wilderness, they could help save your life. The best pine cones for eating are the young, soft ones, easily opened by hand to reveal the nutty, flavored pine nuts inside. And even after they've matured and hardened, the cones can still be crushed into a powder to provide sustenance in a pinch. In Russia, pine cone jam is often used to ease symptoms of asthma and bronchitis. Certain species can be toxic, though, Avoid the ones of Ponderosa, Jeffrey, and Lodgepole Pine, as well as Rocky Mountain Juniper. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet deep springs.
And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
High school basketball scores Saturday in girls' play. Washington County took Solomon 68-17. Little River over Lynn 67-32. In boys' play, Washington County took Solomon 64-54, while Lynn defeated Gossel 68-39. In high school play Friday, Clay Center girls beat Marysville 42-38. Valley Heights over Riley County 64-57. Frankfort girls took Manhattan Chief 48-35. Washington County over Wakefield 54-50. Lynn beat Hutch Central Christian 44-55. Centralia topped Silver Lake 68-58. In boys' play, Clay Center over Marysville 66-56. Riley County down Valley Heights 59-39. Frankfort took Manhattan Chief 43-40. Washington County boys over Wakefield 46-23. Hutch Central Christian over Lynn 38-32. And Silver Lake topped Centralia 67-44. Tuesday night tip-off, Marysville girls and boys action at Rock Creek, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app.
Clay Center Tigers took a pair from the Marysville Bulldogs, opening North Central Kansas League Ole Friday. Marysville boys fall 66-56 as Clay Center took a third quarter 25-18. And didn't look back. Led by Weston Hammond with 24 points. Chase Weller had 15. Owen Gregg in double figures with 10. Tigers undefeated three starts this season. Willow Tot carried Marysville with 30 points. They fall to 2-1, 66-56 Clay Center. Lady Tigers win 42-38. Back and forth battle in that one. Top scorers for Clay Center, Lily Edwards, Isla Johnson with 11 apiece. They remain undefeated three starts. Lindsay Dressman had 10 for Marysville, falling to 1-2. Clay Center 42, Marysville 38. Bulldogs on the road Tuesday at Rock Creek, Friday at Concordia. Reporting for DNY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Tune for the Coach's Corner. A visit with the area high school girls and boys basketball coaches following evening sports at around 5:20. Highlighting Southern and Diller Odell on Monday. Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday. Lynn and Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. The Coach's Corner, following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY, with a podcast available as well on our Facebook page.
KNDY,